Evo, nećemo milo. Do koga vodiš van, ili?
Nećemo, ne.
Who is this, sir? They tell you about the time I went to his funeral.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. You've seen that, Donald.
I went to his funeral.
Who's that now you're talking
The king.
About?
King George.
You went to his funeral?
Aye. I didn't have invite. I was told to go.
Tell us about it, then.
I was in the army, and he died, didn't I? And I was attached to the Gurkha Regiment in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
And they had consignment from every regiment to go there for his funeral. So they sent me all the way home from Singapore to go to his funeral.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
They sent me all the way home, and I was standing in, what is it, the mall, they call it, I think. The mall, isn't it?
The mall.
Standing there, what do they call it now? Rest on your arms, reverse.
Yeah.
Remember the rifle?
That's
like
it,
you know.
I know, yeah.
And one of these coach train horses walking along, and he hit me in the chest, he hit me into the crowd. He broke three ribs for me. So I was home for 3 months.
Oh, so he gave you leave then, Donald?
I had leave for that, for breaking three ribs.
The only thing that sticks out in my mind is that when he came to the valleys, he was very understanding about the way that the people lived here and the poverty and the deprivation that was in the valleys. And he took the message back to Parliament, and not a great deal, but as a result of him visiting the valleys and showing he was concerned, he did have the appreciation of most of the Welsh mining families and the Welsh people in general,
yeah,
as being a king that was concerned about other people.
He cared, but as from there on, nil.
When was that?
1952, 53. Before he died? Something like that. Around that mark it was.
I've often said, you know, it's just the same time to people about this pit. Yeah, this was known as the Coiter Collieries, which was the Lewis Merthyr Collieries. The railway up here now, Donald, is where the road goes down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the same.
But the thing that I always spoke to people about was these houses by
Yeah, they're still there.
Now, these houses had no water toilets. They had no water whatsoever. There was a little spring coming from this tip by here.
Yeah.
And the only water that they used in their houses, it was called Fair Oak. The only water they used was from this spring.
Hmm.
And the toilets was in the garden.
I know, top of the garden. I know that. Another one. Where would I see another one? Tower Collier. I thought I seen Tower Collier. Oh, it wasn't. Same thing was in Tower Collier.
Oh,
above Tower Collier, there was three or four houses. The same thing. No running water. No running water. Mm-hmm. And there was a chap working up the colliery. What is his name now? I forget. Anyway, he carried pipes from the pit. Old pipes, you can buy old pipes, they check them out. Mm. And he found a spring up the mountain, and he put the pipe right up to the mountain to the spring, and they had spring water. Mm. But the only trouble was, he was a very argumentative old man, he was, ne? And every time he had a row, he'd knock the water off for the rest of the for the rest of the houses.
That's it, eh?
That's who it was. That's what people were there, didn't they?
That's a tremendous photograph. If you see it now,
how
it's changed, and over here now with where the pit head was. There was one, two, three, that's the heritage part, of course, now.
Mm.
There's about one, two, three, four, five shafts there.
I know, all of them.
And I started there, all these pits, you know, these pits by the Trevor and the Bertie were working.
Oh, everything working. Everything. The one down by here was working.
The steam.
And I passed it today. I've been in Ponty this morning. Passed it this morning. And all that tip there, see all that tip there?
Yeah.
It's half gone now. They're taking it away now there.
Tremendous, these photographs are here.
You've been looking at them all.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at them.
There's a chapel. It's pretty, you can make half the chapels into flats. It'll be all right, isn't it? They're gone now.
Do you two go to chapel?
No, not now. When you were children, we had to, you know. Everybody had to then, but it's gone now.
You and your parents made you go?
Made us go then, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, you had to go to chapel. And it was a three times job, didn't it? You know, you got to go in the morning, the afternoon, and the night. Aye, but
was it a good thing, do you think?
I thought so. Yes, I thought it was good.
And this one here is the old Timor colliery.
Yeah, Timor.
Well, there's only one shaft there, because the other one was the Bertie.
Aye.
Was the the Great Western there, they came up the Etty.
Up there, was the main coal yard. Remember the main coal yard?
That's right, aye.
Out school, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, interesting, very interesting.
Oh, look at him, you like him, you
know. Oh, George Thomas. And
Lord what? What is he now?
Lord Tonopandy.
Yeah, Lord Tonopandy. Get a cheek took.
What do you know about him then?
Well, George Thomas was a very influential speaker over the other valley in the roundabout.
Always been.
He was also involved in the church because he was a type of minister. He was a Baptist or whatever he was. But of course, he got elected from when there were two MPs in the ronda.
Warren, remember him? He didn't speak for 50 years, and he was he was the MP. Remember Maine Warren? He made his maiden speech in 1938, I think.
Yeah.
And the last next time he spoke again was about 1950.
On the west, he was over there, and we had L.V. Davis over there.
Oh, L.V. Davis came over here.
And they were miners, nominees, MPs. That's why they were miners. They were MPs.
Ah, so he started, mind you.
He was a miners nominee.
Right, but he changed.
Yeah.
He changed.
He went to the House of Lords. Of course, he was a speaker.
He became, what do you call him, a bopa. And he was a bopa, too.
What's a bopa?
What is a bopa? Oh, you know, everything. You know, little doilies and little things, you know.
A bopa.
Polishing forever and a day.
A bopa is like a granny.
Granny, no, like a... You don't care, but wipe your feet.
And when the last time I seen him is that I was with the unions in the pit, the same as Johnny and Alan, you know, I was the chairman of the Māori Lodge.
Yeah.
Now the last time I seen him was when we unveiled a statue over the other valley, a memorative statue for the miners and their families.
Yeah.
And he's told a little story over there that in the 30s on the younger marches, he went with the younger marches to London. He started a march off in Tonopandy, and he only went as far as Pentrevue, and then he went home to bed.
Aye. But yeah, he finished the march, he caught the train. He caught the train. Well, I'm sorry, we've got to leave you. We would like to talk, but...
Well, thank you very much. Very nice.
We've got to...
And thank you, it was a pleasure talking to you too.
Right, you are. Thank you very much.
Hello, man.
Hello.